Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Patrick, please?
Can I have your name, please?
Michael Elliott.
Yeah. Patrick here. How can I help you, Mike?
Patrick, I'm getting very impatient. I'm trying to be civil about this, but it's been 2 months, over 2 months. My book is not on Amazon. It's not on Barnes & Noble, and I have still not received my two copies.
Did you
I would like you to explain this.
Have you received the copy?
No, I have not. And it's not on Amazon, and it's not on Barnes & Noble's, and I have tried to be patient, but I am getting very impatient and very discouraged.
I just got to have FedEx ID for your order. That is already being shipped. And hopefully by today, you're going to receive in between 8:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
I'm saying that your copies, I mean the printed copies, already released from our side, and I can share the FedEx tracking ID with you. And what I can see right now, that your order will be delivered in between time around 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Oh, well, wait a minute. It will be delivered when?
On Thursday, on today, on today.
You can assure you're okay. Okay, let's think
should
about
I
this.
Sure be, should
you're
I sure?
Telling me that my two books will be at my door by
yes,
the end of the day.
Exactly. I can share the tracking ID with you. Can you just note down the tracking ID, the FedEx tracking ID, so that you can even track your order?
Okay, wait a minute. You want me to do what?
You can write down the FedEx tracking ID, the tracking ID, so that you can easily track your order. So I'm just texting you the number, the tracking ID.
And this is FedEx?
Exactly. This is FedEx.
And what is the number?
It's 785.
785.
232.
232.
844.
844.
776.
776.
Yeah, that's all.
Let me repeat that here. That's FedEx.
Exactly.
Tracking number 785. 232-844-776.
Exactly.
And you're saying that will be here by the end of the day, and that's
exactly.
Two books.
Because I have, I can see right now in front of me the screenshot that I have the printing team shared with me. The date on this is 19th of October, and before 5 p.m., and the estimated time between is around 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Today?
Yeah, today.
All right. I will give you today. I'm going to leave for work, and when I come home, let me explain something here, too. Why is my book not on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Can you just let me know one thing, that are you at home today?
I will be here until 3:30.
Oh, that sounds good.
Then I have to go to work.
And I believe that before this, you're going to have the copies, so that even you can have a look on these things.
I will give you today. If those books are not at my door when I come home from work.
Definitely it will be. It will be. I'm pretty much
all right.
This and it will
all
be,
right, like I said, I will give you today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why aren't my books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
On Amazon, it is as you can see that the book is already published on the Amazon. Did you check it on the Amazon?
Yes, I did, and it said no results found.
The same one problem that you were facing before?
Yes.
Let me just check right now.
And it's not on Barnes & Noble either. I check every day.
Okay. Just hold on for a second. Let me check right now. Yeah, thank you for staying online. Can you just...
Okay.
I was trying to search with your book name. That is Betrayal, right? By Mike Elliott.
You what now?
I'm searching your book on Amazon.
Now, when I go on Amazon and I type my name and the name of the book, it should pop right up. It always has with my other publishers, but it is not.
But I can see in front of my screen that I just type your book name and I have typed like this Betrayal by Mike Elliott and I have just logged into the Amazon. I can see that the book of paperback is already live on 24th of August.
Okay, so you went to Amazon.com.
Amazon.
And you typed Michael W. Elliott Betrayal.
I just type on Google. I just write over there Betrayal by Michael Elliott. I mean, so I just got the Amazon link and I can open over. I have opened from there and I can see that book is right here. With the ISBN number, I can let you know the ISBN number. It's already mentioned the publisher name, that is known book writing already mentioned. Dimension, each and everything is mentioned on the book. I can see right in front of me.
Okay, now go to Barnes & Noble.
Okay, let me check out the Barnes & Noble. Just hold on.
Yeah.
I'm just.
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not there on Barnes & Noble. Okay, let me confirm with my publication person that why the book is still not available on Barnes & Noble. Because you know what, everything is what's finalized. I mean, the form we have shared with the team and even the Barnes & Noble, the form were in the Barnes & Noble verification, but I probably say that we got the verification.
So you will confirm it's not on Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I will just confirm and I can give you a call by tomorrow. Is it possible for you to speak on tomorrow?
Well, I tell you what, Patrick, like I said, I have been trying to be very patient and understanding.
I try to release the printing copy as soon as I can. And you know what? The order has been released before 2 weeks. But you know what? Just for the sake that we have a bulk of orders related to the Christmas and people have a bulk of order, that's the reason that you have a...
Well, what are you going to do to get it on Barnes & Noble?
We just don't need to do anything. We just have to log in with the account and we just have to check that what exactly things, because what I can see, the email that I have received from the team, they already mentioned that books have been published on both platforms. But if there is, and can you just confirm one thing? Did you receive any email from Barnes & Noble or something like that?
No.
No? Okay, then we just have to check that. You know what, sometimes it happens that once we upload a file, so it went into the verification, and sometimes the size issue occurs, or sometimes these type of things happen, and due to this, the book does not get properly published. So it won't take time. I just need to confirm with the team that why the book is not available on Barnes & Noble. Let me just have words with them, and I can get back to you so that I can let you know what exactly happened. But
well,
for sure that today you're going to receive the printing copies, and this is my words to you that by the day end, you're going to have your printed books at your doorstep.
Well, okay, we'll end this conversation. I'll be honest with you. I've talked to my attorney, and she has said we have definite issues of breach of contract. And if I do not have those books this evening, and if it is not on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I will contact my attorney. You will hear from her, and you will also be hearing from the Better Business Bureau. I'll give you 1 week. All right? That's where we're at right now.
Okay, great. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.